to the doctor yesterday. I went for my shoulder. Mm. I gave Anthony an update. And the update was very, very simple. I said, Anthony.
Wow.
I said, pork chop sideburns. Someone says he looks like bald Wolverine.
Yeah.
That that's your dad.
My dad pictures.
Oh, yeah. We're going back and forth with that a little bit. I wrote, lucky me. Tear in bicep and rotator cuff.
Mm.
And then you write, holy fuck, what's that take to fix? And then you wrote, when were you pitching for the majors? I guess I missed that part of your life.
Yes. You'd only hear about those injuries from pitchers.
I think I might need Tommy John surgery to continue doing the radio show.
Exactly. The Tommy John surgery.
And then, what did you write? That was funny, too. Damn, any word on how the hell you do something like that to yourself? I'd sure like to avoid it.
Yeah, no shit. No shit. It's like, if the doctor tells you how you do that,
right,
please pass it on.
Yeah.
I think we'd like to know.
That's good news. He said no surgery, most likely.
Oh, that's good.
That's what I was worried about.
But a little rehabilitation?
Yeah, but if it's torn, I don't understand how rehab works. I don't get that.
Yeah, right? Wouldn't it just fix itself anyway?
Does it fix itself?
As long as you're not lifting cars or something, yeah. I guess.
But it's been aching for 6 months. I finally, yeah. You know, I'm like every other fucking guy out there. Oh, maybe it'll go away on its
Fuck
own.
Fuck it.
Then finally had to finally make a doctor's appointment. This has been hurting me for 6 fucking months.
It'll go away. Fuck it. Mm.
Damn. Yeah. But then I'm hobbling at the shoulder doctor.
Yeah.
And they everyone has to make their jokes. Looks like you're at the wrong doctor's office. What's wrong with your back?
Shut the fuck up.
I don't know why I feel like I'm living in a Twitter world wherever I go now.
No matter where.
Hey! But it would be okay if you heard it once, but looks like the back doctor's down the fucking way. I don't know why.
Everyone's got their Twitter comments. Yeah. I was reading some celebrity Twitter complaints.
Right.
Like people that have just gone on and said things like, you?
Yeah.
You did make that one.
I know. I was in that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Jimmy was literally in that one, yeah.
Well,
what was your bitch?
Oh, it was when I was driving to meet with Vice or something, and it was in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And it took me that long to get down, I think, Second Avenue. I was homicidal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You were going crazy.
Yeah.
That's right. Is that one? The Simon Pegg one's good. Go down. Yo, just passed it.
I'm right near Rihanna and then past that.
Oh, wow.
A bunch of big celebrities.
This is the one we talk about all the time, too. Simon Pegg.
Okay.
He goes, every now and again, someone sends me a supposed lookalike, and it's always invariably some cunt who looks absolutely nothing like me.
Thank you.
Yay, I didn't know you were in. And then insert fucking picture of someone that doesn't resemble you in a movie, news,
right.
TV.
I kind of get that once a week easily.
Always. Easily. Dude, always. Hey, I didn't know you were getting married again.
Right.
Hey, Anthony, I didn't know you were the head of fucking OPEC. fucking assholes. But I guess Simon Pegg goes with that, too.
That's good.
Jim Norton, his was, it just took me 90 minutes to drive 6 fucking miles into Brooklyn. I am homicidal.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. 90 minutes to go six fucking miles.
I had to go over the way. I should have just taken the subway. Their criticism of my critique was right. I should have just taken the subway.
Yeah.
But I went down.
You could have walked there.
You probably could over the Williamsburg.
No, you could have walked there in that time.
Oh, yeah. It was terrible, dude. I wound up making the wrong turn because my GPS is a twat going to the Williamsburg, and it put me on this around a block where I had to go to get to the bottom of the Williamsburg.
Mm. Oh boy!
And it was fucking one lane of traffic. I was out of my mind.
Sure,
hating. I at least terrible. Hate going to Brooklyn.
Anything worse than when you make that move or that turn and realize, holy fuck, I just added 2 hours onto my commute.
And there's no fixing it. You're
and
trapped.
There's absolutely no fixing it.
No yes, shoulder. Exactly. No turns.
Nothing.
No nothing.
You go, you got to be shitting me.
You are truly fucked.
Mm. Oh, the other thing really fast about the doctor's office, the paperwork.
Dude.
Is there any